Hello and a pleasant welcome to another edition of the program County Attorney Half Hour. My name is Olive Thomas. This program comes to you on Star Radio every Tuesday and Sunday. It's sponsored by Carter Center. The program is intended to highlight the activities of county attorneys around the country and how they intend to work around those on the agenda. In this week's edition, I'm featuring two attorneys, Councillor Hector Kwakwa of Nima County and Attorney Onesimus Bowen of Riverside County. Let's now welcome Councillor Kwakwa.
Thank you.
Could you just tell me what's on the agenda for this week in Nima County?
The agenda now is that we have a jury and panel for a murder case, one in the Republic of Liberia versus Isaac Bukwe. And then we have another case on a rape case.
Let's talk a little bit about the murder case.
We have Isaac Bukwe murdered one fellow in Tapata. And the case was tried before. He was found guilty, but the judge awarded a new trial. So this term of court, we are having a new trial. We had a jury in panel, and we are in the process. We are still on the stand. We have produced three witnesses, and we are in the process of bringing another witness.
What led to the case being retried?
Said that the weight was against the evidence that was adduced at the trial. Therefore, he set the verdict aside, the unanimous verdict of the jury aside, and awarded a new trial. So we had to take the case this term of put on a different judge.
When did this thing take place?
It was last year, the last October term of court. So that's why we are trying it in the February term of court. This year.
So how far has the trial gone? You said two witnesses have appeared already.
I said three witnesses have taken the stand. The wife of the fellow and Bumi Muto, the wife of the fellow and two other witnesses. The police also have taken the stand. And we are calling another witness, an eyewitness, one year. He is the one that we've been waiting for. We'll be in search of.
How long have you been in search of him?
Since last Thursday, so we put the case up to Tuesday today, so that the issue of subpoena, so that we have located him. But they are on their way here.
Have you phoned him already?
Well, the father of the boy of Bunde went to Monrovia to look for this fellow. And my understanding is that he has located him in Wikikano. So we are still on a good foot.
Is there any difference from the testimony the witnesses are giving now from the one that were given before that led to the retrial?
Well, not. They are not different. But the judge at the time, the sitting judge, the presiding judge at the time, said that the witch was against the evidence. So he awarded a new trial, and that's the right of the judge. So then we are having another judge to try. That's why we're waiting for another judge to come so he can try. And that is why we are doing it.
Okay, let's go into the next case, the rape case. Who's involved?
Yeah. Onkape Paye, he's called. He's from Glale. He raped a 14 years old girl. And he confessed judgment. He confessed even at the police station. And so he came and he has been arraigned before the court, and will be going to the case today.
You said he's confessed already. He's accepted that he did the act. So
yes, but even if he confessed judgment, we will enter a plea of non guilty for him, and we will put our witnesses on the stand. though he confessed before open court, but we have to do the law, what the law says, because we have to produce witnesses to testify on behalf of the state so that he can have a trial, what you call due process, where witnesses will come and he can confront them, he can ask them. But at that stage, if he waives his right, now then we produce our witnesses and we can tell the court that we'll make our law citations, and then the court can rule on the evidence that used at the trial.
You seem to have a less tax this week as compared to many of your colleagues who have spoken with, just two cases on the docket.
No, well, those are two major cases. I have another case that I have been trying. We've been on it. You have only Woto. This is a case of criminal mischief. That case, too, we are having an argument tomorrow. We won a murder case, Marie C. versus the Republic. Follow like references. Marie said that was from Kukupa, and she's been convicted already for and sentenced for life imprisonment because she killed her late child, a girl child. 1 year, 4 months old child was left in her care, and she covered this girl and dumped her in the water, killed her and dumped her in the water. So that has been already tried. So that's why my schedule is being reduced. But we said that Goni Woto, in a crime of criminal mischief where somebody went on the farm of another person and brushed their rubber, outrooted some.
Now, let's look at the prison facility. You've sentenced somebody to life in prison. How's the facility? Is it up to standard?
No, it's not up to standard. We are appealing to the government, and we are in the process. UNCR has come to assess the facilities here. Our facilities was built for 25 inmates. Prison compound here. It was a former warehouse. It's not conducive. Normally, most of the time, we have escape of prisoners. And that's why we've been asking the Ministry of Justice to reconstruct a prison facility for us. But more than that, most of the time, when we have convicts, we send them to grand jury. So those that have been convicted, we are in the process asking the Ministry so that they will facilitate their transfer to the rehabilitation, the central rehabilitation or correction center in Grand Jire County in Zurich.
Now let's look a little bit at your constraints, some of the things that kind of impede your smooth operation in Imba County.
Well, some of the constraints are, one of the main things, we talk about concrete labor in Imba County, but let's say also that moving around is a problem with not vehicles. Like, if we have vehicles, I would just ask the correction officer, maybe take the prisoner, myself will drive them to Grand Jira to facilitate them when we do the necessary documentation. But more than that, when most often time too, when people bring cases, they don't come. And you know the government cannot try a case without evidence. It is evidence that we must know everyone has a right, the victim and the defendant. Because, you know, under our law, we believe in justice. And the cardinal principle is that justice must be done. We do not just grab people, put them in jail, and don't try them. Because after two terms, when you have an indictment, after two terms, when you cannot try these people, the defense counsel will move for dismissal of the case on 18.2. So, we now will be what? For us to move fast, to have the chance to re-indict them, we have to use 18.1 where we will not press require so that the government wouldn't lose the chance of re-indictment. So our appeal is that most of the time when people bring people, they should come so that they can testify to help the government, to help the prosecution so that we can be able to do our work. That's most of our constraint. The people will only come and jail the people. Once they find out that the person is in jail, they are satisfied to go and sit down. And the time to get them to come is a problem. Like I'm telling you about this case where you involved as a boat were now, we are having problems. If the witnesses were here, we are taking 2-3 days to present our evidence and then rest evidence so that the defense can take their service. so, case to interpose the senses in their own behalf.
What are you doing in the county so as to create an awareness for the people to know that when you take a matter to court, the witnesses should go there because there's a need to provide evidence?
All right. Both Omi and Carter Center, Search, have started a program where we go over the air, have some hour, 1 hour over the air to create awareness so that, and then when the court is opening, we have a big gathering. When I go there, I explain to the people, make them to know that if you sue somebody or if we indict somebody, if you bring a complaint, you must follow it up so that we can be able to prosecute successfully. So these are the programs that we have started.
Is it working?
Well, we just started, so we think it's going to end. From the questions that people ask us, I think it's, we are making some headway.
How do you find working in Nimba? Is that a county of origin?
Beautiful. I like it.
How did the people receive you? Because sometimes people don't like to take their own child to say, oh, this person grew up here. They don't want to take you serious as compared to having somebody who's not part of the county working there.
They are happy. They receive me warmly, the officials in the county and the local people.
Don't they say,
understand the language?
Okay.
When I get to them, I explain to them our duties, our purpose of being here. And so, but one thing is that we have to be steadfast. If you don't take me serious, I have to make you to take me serious. Follow the law, rule of law.
Don't they sometimes say,
then they will follow you, then they will respect you.
Don't they sometimes say that our son of the soil is too harsh on us? I mean, he's from here and then he wants to behave like he knows the law so much, he wants to be too technical on us? Finally, sir, let's talk a little bit about the coordination with the police. Are you getting that?
Yeah. Very well. The police here in Nima, the Gustin Brand, the new superintendent of police of Nima County, he is very cooperative. He came from Mangibi County, he's a young fellow. And then you have Walker, Mr. Johnson, also Leon T. Johnson from Ganta. And all the police, they are very cooperative because I am the chairman of the joint security. Most of them are at least twice a month we have meeting, and where we go short, we try to make so that we can patch up so that we can do our job correctly. They are very cooperative, I can tell you that. All the security is in fact very cooperative.
So you don't find the police trying to handle criminal matters at the station?
As chairman, we made them to understand that criminal cases are not supposed to be compromised at the police station. And that has been working. 90% has been working.
Thank you very much for taking up time from your busy schedule to talk to me on the program County Attorney Half Hour here on Star Radio.
You are welcome. Anytime.
He's Councillor Hector Kwakwa of Nimba County. The program you're listening to is County Attorney Half Hour. This program comes to you every Tuesday at 3:30 in the afternoon, with a repeat on Sunday at 5 minutes past 10 p.m. My name is Olive Thomas. I'm your producer and presenter. The program highlights the agenda for the week of the County Attorney. Next on this program is Attorney Onesimus Bawan of Riverside County. Attorney Bawan, welcome again to this program, County Attorney Half Hour.
Thank you very much, Alan. Thank
you very much.
The last time we talked, you said you had about 8 cases on the docket for this February term of court, and one was on trial that had to do with manslaughter. Also said that about 3 witnesses had already appeared on the stand, and you are waiting for 3 more to go. So how far has that case gone?
Well, thank you very much, Olive. The case, like I told you, we 3 of our witnesses on the stand at the time I talked with you. The remaining 3, we put them on the stand. And as I speak to you, the case, the jurors have come up with their verdict of guilt against the defendant. It was a unanimous verdict against the defendant. The counsel for the defendant took exception to the verdict of the jurors. And besides that, he filed what you call a motion for a new trial. And when the motion was filed, we resisted the motion. In fact, today, as I when you first time called me, we were arguing the motion. The judge ruled in our favor. So the motion for the new trial was denied. And we are waiting for the judgment at 2 o'clock today. So as I speak to you, I'm in Central City, and we're waiting for the judge to hear that his verdict at 2 o'clock today.
Kindly remind me again, who's involved in this manslaughter case?
Well, this guy from a town in Mowen called Zoye Town got into a fight with his wife. He slapped the woman in the left ear, and then she developed some bad blood of what you call abscess in the in that particular region. And then after a week or so, he decided to operate the place because it became so painful for the lady. And then instead of taking her to hospital, he decided to operate it, to perform some surgical operation. So in the process, he used a razor blade. In fact, he used a syringe where he used some substance in the thing that he was numbing the place. And then he also used a razor blade to open the place. After that, the woman went into coma, and the next day she died. Under the law, that is manslaughter. It's not murder because he acted recklessly and negligently. So it is manslaughter. So that was he was indicted. And then when he was arraigned, pleaded not guilty. And once you plead not guilty, then you join issue with the state. So he was indicted subsequently. And then we went to court. So this is how far we are with that particular case that I mentioned to you. So as I speak to you, like at 2 o'clock today, the judge will be coming down with his ruling.
So what did he say?
Oh, yes. He was he has about 5 witnesses, including himself, and they testified. But again, the jurors are the trials of facts. They look at the factual issues and make a determination of the case on the facts presented through the testimonies and both oral and material evidence, anything like that. So they look at those things for the testimonies as well as the species of evidence adduced during the trial, and based upon that, they come up with their verdict of guilty or not guilty.
Explain to me further, Attorney Barron, what do you mean by a new trial?
Well, a new trial under the statute is where that reason sets forth in our criminal procedure law, specifically the criminal procedure law, where it says that that reason is, for example, if you discover new evidence that was not adduced during the trial, and then that would be a ground for calling for a new trial. That is, you will set aside the verdict of the guilty verdict of the jurors, and then call for a new trial as though the case had not been submitted to trial before. So you're going to start all over again.
All the procedures you went through, you have to redo everything.
As though no trials are taking place. So the new trial is you're going to start the case all over again. So you're going to find a new jurors, you're going to call witnesses, you get to testify, and all those kind of things. So that's the reason of new trial. So this is a motion that was filed, but then we successfully resisted it. And then the judge ruled in our favor on the fact that, the reason given for calling for the new trial by the movements, or in this case, the defendant, was not sufficient enough to warrant a new trial. So this is why the judge ruled in our favor.
So today the judge will be coming out with his ruling at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, this afternoon that's the judge's ruling, that is the verdict of a court, having found that the jury, having found the defendant guilty of the crime alleged, yes.
Okay, Attorney Baron, that's a major one, and it's like it's coming to an end today. So, what are you looking forward to in the coming days?
We have a very big handicap. That is, we do not have the defense counsel. So, if we had, then the trial more than 5 or 6 of the cases. But because only this guy that came from Bata is not officially assigned here, so he was hired by the defendant to represent his legal interest. And so that's how we're able to prosecute successfully this particular case. So there's no one that signed it as officially decided by the judiciary as a legal counsel to represent the government.
So in that light, what are you doing? Will you always sit and wait until somebody from another county can come and handle a matter in your assigned area?
No, well, the responsibility of the judiciary to assign, like the Ministry of Justice has the responsibility to assign county attorneys or prosecutors, government prosecutors, and we are here representing the Ministry of Justice. So the judiciary, on the other hand, has to assign the defense counsel. You understand? So it is the absence of the defense counsel that is making it difficult here. But notwithstanding,
earlier when we talked, you made mention of police officers that you would have, like, other the arrest for interfering, kind of handling matters at the station, those matters that should be taken to the court. How far have you gone with that? Have they ceased?
Oh, yes. To an appreciable degree, yes. So far, we have not got any other report that the police officers are compromised in criminal cases. No, since they were wounded, sternly wounded, I think they are dismissed to some extent. But so far, there's no information to my attention that they are still doing it. No.
Back to this defense counsel, since there's no defense counsel assigned in Riverside County, does it mean that there are no other cases to trial in the court?
Well, there are cases here. When the court opened last month, we on the docket, we had about 8 cases. In fact, we have been back on additional cases, and these cases are going to be advanced on the docket for the next term of court, that is the new term of court. We are hoping, because we got assurance from the authority, that is the judiciary, that they're certainly going to be assigning a defense counsel here. And when that happens, then of course our justice will be dispensed to the best that we can. So that's how much I can tell you so far. Because we, at the level of the Ministry of Justice, have no control over the assignment of defense counsels. So this is the problem.
Can we talk a little bit about the remaining cases on the docket? Who are involved and what are they?
Oh yeah, there's numerous cases. Unfortunately, I don't have the file the full name, but we have murder cases, we got theft of properties, and all sort of criminal cases. Yes, we do have them.
We earlier talked about creating awareness in order to make people to go to court whenever there are cases, or even if you don't have a case there, but you go to witness the trial. How far have you gone with that? Are people heeding to it?
Yes, I think the last time I talked with you, it's true that I mentioned the idea that sometimes people bring their cases and then abandon them. This is not good, especially for the criminal justice system. And sometimes you have to understand the reason why people do some of these things. When the cases are reported to the court, in some of the cases, the defendant will tell the private prosecutor or the private prosecutors, and they compromise with them. And these people are the ones that the state depends on to come to court and testify. But when they come to you and say, well, no, we are no longer willing to testify, then the next will get to everything. So in our case, then the only option left is to not the prosecutor. So assuming that maybe the defendant is in prison, take for example, in a case of rape, somebody comes to you and tell you the perpetrator. The alleged perpetrator comes to you, not the perpetrator, but the victim. The victim comes to you and tells you, well, in fact, this man is my boyfriend. All right? So he has not raped me. So how do you go to court, to prosecute such a case like that? So these are some of the difficulties that we encounter. So the only option that will be left with you is to not prosecute the case, because you can't keep the defendant in jail perpetually. When the victim comes to you and confesses in no uncertain terms that in fact has not been reached. So you see, it tends to work against the prosecution's evidence that it has to adduce in proving this case. So these are some of the things he's talking about. It applies to other cases. So people will have to know, they have to understand how the whole system works so that instead of compromising, you know, with the defendant, they will go to court to testify so that, you know, justice will be done here.
You talk about compromising cases. You gave an example of a rape case where maybe the victim will come to say the defendant is my boyfriend, he didn't rape me. What do you think would have prompted such a confession if maybe it's like the incident didn't take place, or maybe she was like forced to say defendant is her boyfriend?
Sometimes there are several considerations. Maybe there have been some financial considerations where the defendant will go and talk to the relatives of the victim and say, look, I will give you this amount of money if the case were to be, you know, taken out of court, you know. So that in that case, the victim would be, you know, told that, look, this is what you have to say. Because, again, like I said, all the victims are the ones that we depend on. Sometimes we go to, if a rape takes place, we go to the hospital and get a medical certificate. Then, of course, the medical certificate will be testified to by the doctor that yes, it actually happened. But the private prosecutress, which is the victim, is the main person that has to testify. But if they come to me and say, no, I don't want to testify, I don't have a case, then it creates problem for prosecution. And this is what I'm saying. So these are some of the problems. It's not unique to Rovers. They happen a whole lot. Even in Monrovia, you know, it's also happening there.
So when such an incident takes place, what do you do?
Uh-huh.
Do you sometimes feel frustrated?
That's really frustrating. For prosecution, and you know, usually we tell people that it is not that we want to convict necessarily. It is just the fact that we want to prove a case that crime has been committed. And no, but we are not interested in the conviction of the accused necessarily, but as a state, we have to prove our case that crime has been committed. So if the court, in the discretion of the court or the jury, if it is established that the evidence we have adduced is not sufficient enough to convict the person, we have no problem with that. You know, we take it. So our overwhelming concern is not necessarily to convict, but for justice to be done. And that's what we aspire for.
Okay, Anthony Bowen, thank you very much for sparing your time to talk to me on the program, County Attorney Hafo.
It's always my pleasure to do so.
He's Anthony Bowen of Riverset County. Make it a date to join me next week with another edition of the program, County Attorney Half Hour. This program is a 30-minute package sponsored by Carter Center. The program is intended to highlight the activities of county attorneys around the country and how they intend to work around those on the agenda. My name is Olive Thomas.